what people will tell you at the Pentagon is that we are stretched very thin with our engagement in Iraq. And I think for the professional military, the possibility or the prospect of another battle in a country as large and powerful as Iran is a nightmare possibility.
Do you believe the administration really wants to solve this diplomatically?
Yes, I think that's far and away the preferred option, and there's, I think, reason to believe that the stories that Cy Hirsch had in the New Yorker, that we had a similar version Sunday, I think, in the Washington Post, probably designed to be read in Iran as a nudge to them to get serious about the negotiations. But I also think it's very clear that both the United States and its European allies are dead serious when they say they have made a strategic decision not to allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. And ultimately, that brings with it the threat of the use of force.
How hard is it to get Russia and China on board, given today's events that now Iran is admitting to becoming this part of the nuclear nations?
Well, China and Russia both have very large economic ties with Iran, and that seems to be driving their policy more than any concern about Iran becoming a nuclear power.
Well, this week, hundreds of thousands of marchers took to the streets and cities all across the country. Here in Alabama, in Albertville, at least 5,000 marched in Marshall County. Many of them illegal aliens looking for legal protections and the chance to become American citizens. Now, this has turned into quite the contentious debate on Capitol Hill, and lawmakers are divided over what to do about the illegal alien issue. President Bush has proposed the guest worker program. I mean, how many legs does this have?
It's becoming a bigger issue all the time. It started out mainly as an issue in the border states with which were receiving those immigrants coming across from Mexico. But now you find enclaves of mostly Hispanic people in every state in the country. I was talking with the Republican governor of Minnesota, who told me that it's become a major issue in his state. Why are they in Minnesota? Because of the meatpacking and poultry processing plants. Here in Alabama, I read while I've been here that you had a large demonstration in a small town where there's a poultry plant.
In
so you find it everywhere, I think, now.
There's a new poll out by your newspaper, as a matter of fact, in ABC News, that has President Bush's approval rating at 38%. Marks on the war on terrorism front are below 50%. At one time, his strongest issue, we all know about the second-term doldrums for presidents, and we know there are other issues at play. We've talked about some of them here. But in your gut, as someone who's been inside the Beltway for so many years, why is this administration having so much trouble right now?
Well, there have been a whole variety of things that have gone wrong. But if I had to boil it down to one thing, I think it's the war more than any other single factor. We do a lot of very old-fashioned kind of grassroots reporting at my paper, where we, you know, walk precincts and knock on people's doors, talk to them in their living rooms. And for the last year, year and a half, every conversation has swung very quickly to the war, casualties, uncertainty about what we're doing there and how it's going to come out.
This, of course, your visit is part of a bigger operation, if you will, of between Samford University and your newspaper, The Washington Post. So here you are, and you've been writing for so long. You, of course, have been inside the Beltway for so long, and I can't imagine you run out of things to talk about. But I'm sure, like every writer, there are times when you struggle to put something together, especially a couple of times a week. And for what, more than 300 newspapers? You write for 300 newspapers, essentially. So